This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves for Saturday, August 23rd, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Slate magazine first reported, and the Watershed Post followed up, that in July, the National Archives released video of a Nazi summer camp in Windham in 1937. Audrey Amidon writes in the National Archives website, quote, "In Volksdeutsche Jugend in USA, German youth in the USA, you'll see what first appears to be an unremarkable story of a boys' summer camp. The film starts with the camp under construction and excited children piling into chartered buses to make the journey from New York City to Windham, New York, in the summer of 1937. The boys pitch tents, unload crates of baked beans, and perform physical fitness drills. If you pay close attention, you might notice that some of the boys are wearing shorts bearing the single lightning bolt insignia that marked the younger contingent of the Hitler Youth. But it's not until the flag roll call at 1347 in the video that the affiliation becomes clear," unquote. Patricia Morrow, Windham's town historian, guessed in the Watershed Post that maybe someone in Windham rented land without asking too many questions. Quote, "Many resorts and boarding houses in this area openly stated, quote, 'no Hebrews taken,' unquote, in their ads," unquote, Morrow wrote in the Watershed Post. Quote, "When forced to remove that phrase, they switched to, quote, 'churches nearby,' unquote, in an attempt to convey the same message in a less offensive manner," unquote. Morrow thought that the elevation shown in the video suggests the camp could have been held between North Settlement and Mitchell Hollow off County Road 10. The Windham Historical Society's Facebook page suggests, quote, "The wagon path at 52 seconds reminds me of this postcard of the road at Mount Pisgah. At 6:42, it looks like the buses are coming up Palinville Mountain, Route 23A, and the sport meadow at 7:57 appears to be a view of Durham Valley," unquote. Windham Historical Society's Facebook page is accepting comments from anyone who recognizes other scenes in the video, and you can see the video at newsroom.wgxc.org. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced August 21st that the state's multiple solar programs will be combined into a single statewide NY Sun Incentive program with $1 billion of funds. Cuomo's press release says the new grouping will add more than 3,000 megawatts to the state's solar capacity. Quote, "Merging these programs into the New York Sun Incentive program will stimulate development of solar projects across the state and sends a clear message that New York is a leader in solar energy innovation," unquote, Cuomo was quoted in the press release saying, quote, "This approach will help the industry plan for the future, spur new development, and aid in New York's transition to a cleaner, cheaper, and more efficient energy grid." The Watershed Post reports about 13,250 Central Hudson customers in Greene and Albany counties lost power August 18th after a downed wire cut power to Cairo, Durham, Greenville, New Baltimore, and Tannersville, and other parts of Athens, Catskill, Coxsackie, and Hunter. The WGXC transmitter lost power and was off the air from about 9:30 p.m. until after 1 a.m. August 19th. The problem was traced to a phase wire that came down on Paul Sachs Road in Catskill, impacting several substations, according to Central Hudson. You can read the full story in the Watershed Post. On August 26th, Catskill Library Executive Director Sue Ray will be in the WGXC Catskill studio, along with librarian Sam Alvarez and Youth Services librarian Jesse O'Dunn, to talk library news, fall programs, and housing, the WGXC satellite studio, and more. Peter Krug and Julian Sutton host the WGXC afternoon show with Corey McCasland, 4 to 6 p.m. on August 26th.
So much about the...
On Saturday, September 6th, 2014, Wave Farm artist and resident Patrick Quinn will lead a workshop on USB dead drops at the Wave Farm Study Center in Accra. USB dead drops are anonymous offline peer-to-peer file sharing networks in public spaces. This workshop will focus on various counter-surveillance techniques and tactics citizens can utilize in order to protect their privacy and civil liberties. Email info@wavefarm.org to register for this workshop and go to wavefarm.org or wgxc.org for more information. Today is Saturday, August 23rd, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts it should be a sunny Saturday with a high near 74 and a low around 53. Sunday should also be sunny with a high near 77 and a low around 55, and Monday, again, sunny with a high near 79. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.